I would be very interested in hearing how you have been applying some of these teachings and what you are noticing in your daily life. I know it can be a little overwhelming sometimes when I speak to you and the energetics are flowing as they have been this evening. But it is important that we have these conversations so that if needed, I can expand in areas that you need to hear.
Hello. I would just like to make a comment that I have been using the triangles regularly for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I find them so much more alive than they were the first time they were presented in Mastering Alchemy a few years ago. And I find the results can be almost instantaneous of the same day. Just small things happen, and I see whether the construction was adequate or inadequate, and I can change them. And so I'm really enjoying that work, and with the extra power that they have now that wasn't true before.
It's a very important notice that you have acquired, dear one, because of the presence of those light templates, it made all the difference in the world. It brings you up to that fifth dimensional functioning of creativity that is unlimited. So I am so pleased that you have noticed the difference in the energies between the present energies with these light templates and the energies of the energetics of the tetrahedrons and the triangles that you have played with previously just with the rays of creation. There is a big difference, isn't there?
Yes, completely different. And I, as well, am in a different place. So I thank you. I greatly appreciate these upgrades, and I am really enjoying the process.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else like to comment or ask a question? Do you have a question that you would like me to expand this evening?
Hello, Lord Metatron.
Hello.
I have a couple of questions, and just also just a deep gratitude for this new energy as well. And the way I've been using the triangles, I have a couple of shelves on my bookshelves that are empty, and I just lay them all out like I'm cooking almost, like I have two or three things going at once, maybe five or six, and I visit them, you know. But I agree with the previous caller. An example, I had something come to me that was a registered mail, and I was concerned, I didn't know what it was, and I just created no fear about whatever's coming in the mail, you know. And it turned out to be a beautiful packet of crystals from Russia that I had forgotten that I ordered. So it was nothing at all to be afraid of, but it was instantaneous, or within a day or two. So I forgive me for not fully understanding, and maybe I'm trying to rationalize this, but to fully understand these time locks and or these light templates, that there's one in each of the dimensions. Is that correct? And then there's a fourth magnetic template. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, the one that you retrieved originally was one in the fifth, a light template of the fifth dimension, a light template of the sixth, a light template in the seventh And then in addition to that, there was a magnetics that was acquired to help you very resourcefully use that 10th ray of creation because of the presence of this source magnetic energy. So, yes, basically you were understanding it correctly.
So those magnetics affect each level is what, is that correct?
They do.
Okay.
They will continue, those magnetics continue to affect each level as you unlock more of the time locks because you will uncover more light templates that are then you can make usable in your daily life in that more mm-hmm. multi-dimensional field of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension,
mm-hmm.
which are
okay,
massive
thank you.
Fields, massive.
And then the other, I have two other kind of related to the comments about our prior work. I agree that what was the foundation was laid in Mastering Alchemy, working with the eighth ray and the building blocks of energy with the third ray and those building blocks. When I go to that now, it's not necessary to be thinking about those building blocks in the same way. And I don't know why. It just seems that something has loosened up and that playing more with the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray is more in a mastery level. And I don't know if that's true, but I wanted to ask you about that. Those, you know, when we had the three blocks of energy that were joined and the three that were separate and one on the bottom, I have probably 10 notebooks full of triangles that look like that from years of work.
Yeah.
And this feels so different. That to me felt more like an intellectual exercise.
It was.
And this feels it like was. I'm a, yes, okay.
Yes, you are accurate. It was an intellectual because it satisfied the rational mind.
Mm-hmm.
It satisfied the need to know exactly all of the components of that ray of creation. But you weren't accessing the energetics of it adequately until these time locks were opened and some of these light templates became available to you. That changed everything.
Yeah.
Because now no longer you have no requirement to understand. The requirement that the soul spirit is leading you to is to experience the energetics of creation in that unlimited way. And you're doing just that. And you're making it your own creation using these templates, using the energetics. So it's not any longer, the rational mind can be kept busy for a long time. So the mind of your soul spirit is more interested in the experience. And this is what you're gaining now.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Very good comment.
One last question, if that's okay. I know we have a small group, so hopefully this is okay. May I ask one more question?
You most certainly can.
Thank you. When you said reflect on the components, I was taking notes when you were speaking a few minutes ago about the ADP, ATP functionality and how that's shifted, and those of us who activated the seven layers of the light body or initiated that activation. Would it be useful to go back and apply these light templates to those stages of activation of the, you know, the first layer, the second layer? Is that necessary or
no.
Would that be useful? Okay.
It wouldn't, other than to refresh your memory about some of the energetics of what was brought into the mix But that's all being interwoven now with these light templates. So it gives a whole different experience. It amplifies when that information was given to you. We gave it to you specifically telling you that these are the basic concepts. We didn't say anything much about the energetics, other than these are the basic activation concepts. But by no way, in no way, was it the complete activation of your light body. It was the beginning stages. Now, with these light templates, that's all changing because the energetic component is gradually being introduced into those levels of light body. So you are beginning to experience your light body differently.
Yes. Okay. So basically just trusting it's all in there. It's all, the foundation was laid, and
And now you're putting the various energetic pieces to it.
Okay.
And you will continue to add more energetics in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Massive energetics.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Anyone else?
Yes. I wanted to just make an observation. I have had the impression that I'm constantly feeding Mother Earth, just bringing in energy from Source and bringing it down through my body and into the Earth. And it seems like it comes back to me in sort of a circular motion, and I'm wanting to bring it in directly through the middle of my being. And I'm just wondering, what would that mean?
Well,
does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. What you are you now experiencing is a new time sequence of 5th, 6th, 7th dimension, which is circular. It's not linear. It's not, from you straight line into the earth. It's this massive circular energetic motion that comes from within you, going into the depths of Mother Earth and back into you, so that Mother Earth can then create an environment and form for you to experience yourself as that Christed being. And then you can, in return, reflect that into Mother Earth. So it's a vast, circular, creative motion that is continually evolving and creating. And so this is what you're beginning to feel in your body.
Yes, yes. That's very true. I feel it every day. Anytime I'm focused on it, I absolutely feel it. And with the templates, I have an observation from the caller before. I can't quite grasp how to visualize the. I don't even know. Maybe I shouldn't even visualize them. Just sort of know them. But I guess what I'm trying to do now or doing now, because it's hard to visualize at times what exactly the templates are. I'm just trying to absorb them. And is that?
Yes, because, it's your rational mind trying to understand what these light templates, what they look like, what they're supposed to do, this type of thing. And what you are being called upon to do is just feel them, that beautiful light that is within you. It's stable, it's growing, it's expanding. And then you're sharing it with the earth, you're sharing it with others. You don't have to say or do anything, you just are.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that sharing it with the earth. I feel that sharing it with others. But I do have this desire to be able to visualize clearly the templates. And I'm just coming to the place where I'm, okay, I'm really not sure how to visualize it. So I'm just going to absorb it. I guess that's...
Absolutely. They are okay. Rays of light that are configured in a certain dimensional sequence. And each one has a variance as they're applied in your life experience. So if you just kind of absorb the light, it's a non-physical event.
Okay.
It's part of who you are. That you are retrieving and becoming.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Beautiful. This is what happens when you just relax and receive and become beautiful, beautiful beings of light. Anyone else? Well, beloveds, I have another part that I would like to bring forth in this session. It's in a meditation form. And this is what I wish to leave you with in this session so that you can use it and use it more effectively.